Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are holy and you are true and there is none like you. My Lord, we ask for your forgiveness in every area where we've offended you. We repent for every sin, transgression, iniquity, every lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, every dead works, selfish works, and fleshly works. Lord, have mercy upon us, and let your grace abound, drawing us unto you tonight, hiding us in the secret place, covering us with your wings, feeding us from your throne room, as we welcome Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit, take us to another level. Take us to another place where it's no longer we that live, but you that live. And establish your kingdom in us and through us. Bring in rhema, revelation, and new life. In Jesus' name. I want to read this before we continue. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like jasper and sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Whew. God, just lift your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you for coming. Break us, melt us, and burn it all out, Papa. Burn it out to where transparent. Burn it out. Heal your people. Heal your people, Father. Those who are sick, heal them. Those who are tormented, free them. Those who are bound, sever them. We are nothing without you. His interpretation. Interpret it. This is the beginning of my breeze that I will send forth, says the Lord. This is the beginning of my move, my wave, and my fire. For yes, I am a consuming fire, and I will go before. My light will go before to expose, as my flood has gone to position. But I am burning now. I am burning with passion for my children. I am burning with passion. I am burning to rescue souls. That's why I'm giving you the burning desire to come to the end of yourself, that I may be your hands, that I may be your lips, that I may be your feet. Oh, yes, I am melting and molding. I am tearing down and I am remolding. I am raising up an army. I am raising up an army that has nothing to do with self. The burning fire will burn, and I will prepare my way. I will prepare my way, for I have called you forth. As decreers, as watchmen, I have called you forth as a flaming fire. For are not my ministers flaming fires? I have called you forth. Fear not, I'm with you. The world will try to forsake you, will try to convict you, will try to hurt you, but I am there. My fire will protect you in every area. Once you look at yourself, my fire will go out. But I tell you, keep your eyes off of you and keep them on me, and that's the fuel of my fire. I am the refiner's fire. I am the fuel. I am the oil. I am and always will. Fortify. It's time to fortify. Whew. Take us in, Master. Take us in and let us never come out. Take us in and shut the door behind us, Lord. Shut the inner chamber doors that we never leave the Holy of Holies. Throw away the key, Baba. For this world has given us nothing, and there's nothing in this world that can give us anything. It is you we want, Master. You we want. You we want. You. Help us come to the end of ourself. Help us. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my Father. Thank you. Yes. He's imparting in you right now to be so pure and to be so clean. To be so pure and to be so clean. To be so pure and to be so clean. To be so sensitive to that which is unclean. To be so pure and to be so clean. Pure and clean. Yes. I see garments being ripped off and new garments put on. Garments of righteousness. Purifying garments, cleansing garments. Oh, the righteousness of the King. He's dressing us with his righteousness so that we will stay pure, pure, blemish free, untainted by the world. He's preparing us and preparing us and preparing us. His coronation approaches. Whew. We give you praise, my love. We give you praise. We give you praise. For there's none like you, none like you, none like you. None like you. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, just lift your hands to heaven. And let the dressing and the garments and the purifying of the heart. And you're lifting your hands to heaven and you're saying, I accept this. I accept this. I accept this. I accept this. You're lifting your hands to heaven and you're saying, I accept this. 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 Hallelujah. Come, Master, teach us. Teach us the fear of the Lord. Teach us. Teach us. Yes. Thank you, my Lord. Welcome to Tuesday Night Live. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay drunk until I go home, man. Strange things are always happening, aren't they? You know, it was on my heart to bring more understanding, and I wanted to start talking about the Feast of Trumpet, but these breaks appeared. And I was like, ah! And the Lord said, before you continue on with this, I want you to say this. So we're going to say this. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's see, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Would you start at verse 1 with me, please? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Are you seeing that now? Everywhere. People that you thought were Christians, and all of a sudden they show up with a drink or a cigarette or a cigar, or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, things that defile the temple and certain things. And I'm not saying that, I'm not talking about babies that are having to get delivered and free. I'm talking about people that are claiming to be believers for many years. Are you hearing me? I'm not talking about babies that need to go through deliverance and healing. I'm talking about individuals that have been believers for many years who have fallen back into the world. He said, these are the sort who creep in into households and ministries and make captives of gullible people, loading them down with sins, led away with various lusts. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, I want you to understand this, where he says always learning does not mean that they're receiving. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're learning. It means they are not receiving. Do you understand? See, people can go to Bible study convention and never receive. They can go to 40 of them a week and come out the same way they went in. Because they're not receiving. Are you hearing me? I'm always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Always. In other words, they've been given revelations. They've been given revelation knowledge. They've been given rhema, but they're not receiving it. So it's not becoming truth to them. They're choosing not to receive it. Are you hearing me? Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. We ought to know this by heart. Would you read it with me, please? My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough. They shall commit adultery but not increase because they have ceased obeying the Lord. I want you to understand something. He is speaking about literally learning. Are you hearing me? Learning, receiving, learning, putting it into practice. Learning. Why? Because if they're not obeying, they're not learning. Let's go a little further. And it says, the Lord rejected him for refusing to receive and learn. So they come to Bible study, they come to services, they do all kinds of stuff. They play religiosity. But God is beginning to reject them because they're not willing to receive and learn and put it into practice. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In verse 11, O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. In other words, you are restricted by the things you refuse to learn. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? So these things must be learned. And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I will be their God. And they will be my people. Therefore, this means if. If you will come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And then I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. What is he saying? He's saying it's time that you must come out from the worldliness, the living of the worldliness, the learning of the worldliness, and unlearn those things if you learn by the world, and begin to learn the things from God. He says, then I will be a father to you. See, people are still playing games. Oh, they come to church. They go to Christmas. They still practice Halloween because they want to please their kids. They still practice ungodly things because they want to please man. That's what he's saying. You've got to come out of the pleasing of man and begin to please God in every area of your life. Why? Because that fire is burning. And there's a mighty call. We are in a critical, critical time, and I can't express it enough. Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 28. What did Jesus say? Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. Now, where does that come from? The world. He's saying, come to me. Come out of the world. Come to me. And I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, relinquish the yoke of the world and take my yoke upon you. And what? Learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn from me. Why? Because his yoke's easy, his burden light. In other words, make the exchange and relinquish yourself from the world and learn from the things of God. See, there are still things that God is burning in our lives. He's exposing them. You must throw it in the fire. He exposes it and you throw it in the fire. And we may be asking God, oh Lord, burn us out. Yeah. How does it get burned out? By exposing it and you throw it in the fire. Amen. See, because you must participate in your freedom. Freedom is learned. Freedom is learned. That's why Jesus said, come and learn from me. There's so many, that I'm sharing with you that so many people come to Jesus and expect everything to be done. And they don't have to do nothing. No. There's participation. There is cooperation. It's called grace. Grace is co-laboring with God. John 8. John chapter 8. Simple teaching tonight. But like I said, the brakes were put on before we go any further. John 8. Is everybody there in verse 31? Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, what does the word believe mean? To follow. That means if you're a follower, you're learning, aren't you? What's a disciple do? He learns, doesn't he? So that means he must receive. That means if you believe, you're following and you're using it. If you truly don't believe, that means you're compromising it. You really don't believe it and you're not learning. See, things are getting tighter and more critical now, aren't they? See, the path is getting more narrow, narrow, and narrow till you finally disappear. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, what did he say? If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now listen, there are people who know the truth, but they don't believe the truth. In other words, they're not learning it. They're not receiving it. So if you're not receiving it, you're not learning, are you? That means you'll never be free. I don't care how many quoting of scriptures you do until the day you receive it and willing to make the exchange for your and my foolish beliefs for the belief of the truth is when you begin to get set free. Are you hearing? Why? Because it must be put into practice. Something must be done with it. Let me share something with you. When the Lord sends me out to a place or anywhere, even to teach or whatever, nothing happens until I step. Are you hearing me? I have to fight all the way there. Nothing happens until I step. See, because nothing is activated until faith is activated. That's what moves God. Your tears do not move God. Your whining and complaining does not move God. Your faith moves God. That's why when you said, Lord, have mercy upon me, what did you show him? You just said to him, you're nothing and he's everything. And what does he do? He sends grace. Now he says, learn from me. What does he always do? He always makes a place for us to learn. Because freedom is learned. Freedom is learned. That's why it's so important to go through deliverance. Freedom is learned. People who haven't gone through deliverance are not free. I mean, even the Pharisees thought they were free. Watch. In verse 32, it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. Boy, were they deceived. How can you say you will make me free or make us free? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of it. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, how is he going to make you free? He says, come to me and learn from me. Freedom is learned. Revelation 21. Revelation 21. Is everybody there? In verse 6 through 8, would you read it with me, please? And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. To him who what? Thirst. See, when somebody thirsts for something, that means they want it and they'll do whatever it takes to get it. Hello. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He said, it's done. All things are left for our learning. In other words, when he said it was done, it was finished, he said, he left everything for me and you to learn now. And then he also left the spirit of truth for me and you to learn. Do you understand? So there is no excuse about not learning. There is no excuse whatsoever. None. Everything has been left. And everything that Jesus has left has been given to the Holy Spirit. And he's guiding us in everywhere if we're willing to listen, being thirsty and hungry, willing to receive and willing to learn. It's done. All things are left for our learning. Again, there is no excuse because we have the spirit of truth. So, that leaves us in a place. Now, this may sound a little harsh, and I'll explain a little bit more to it. So, we either learn or burn. Are you hearing me? We either learn or what? Burn. Say it out. I'm going to either learn or I'm going to burn. Now, when I saw the brakes come on, the Lord said, learn or burn. I thought, whoa. He said, I want you to express now, because all the things that he's been giving to us, you're not to just take it and put it on the shelf no more, because you're going to either learn or you're going to burn. Now, there are five categories of burn. See, because if you don't learn, you're going to burn, right? So the first thing is you're going to burn out if you don't learn. You're going to get weary, drained. If you don't learn how to what? Say no. Become a man pleaser. Do you understand? If you don't learn to say no, you're going to burn out. You're going to either burn out or burn up. That's the second one. Burn up. Rejecting to learn the truth, you will end up burned up. That's the end result. The third one. Now, these are just categories, and there's all different things that you can go underneath this, and I'm not going there. You'll end up burning others. You'll be used by the devil because of lack of truth. So you'll either burn out, burn up, or burn others. Or you can burn self by learning and walking into the new creation. Or you can get burned by being deceived. His greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is fear. Because we refuse to learn, these things are what happens. Think about the individuals, and there are individuals in everyone's life here who you've seen started to learn and then stopped. And they got burned. They got moved out of position. They got deceived. And unless they do something quickly, they'll end up burned up. So we're going to either learn or what? Burn. This is where we're at right now. See, that's why God has fellowship. You're going to learn in fellowship. You're going to learn individually. You're going to learn by your mistakes, aren't you? You're going to learn by your experiences. You're going to learn and be taught by the Spirit, the mentor. All of these things, you are constantly learning. The day you think you can't learn anything else is the day you'll burn. Never stop staying thirsty to learn more. Never. That's what fuels. Go to Matthew 25. We've been there enough times this last few days. Learn or what? Learn. Hallelujah. You know, I minister in a jail. I tell them that. You either learn or you'll burn. There's no time. Learn or burn. Your choice, man. Well, you know, I'm really busy with this and I'm busy with that. It's okay. Go ahead. It's your problem, not mine. You'll either learn or you'll burn. It's real simple. We need to have shirts made that way. Learn or burn. It's a good day to die, isn't it? Yeah. In chapter 25, verse 1, the kingdom of heaven shall be likened what? 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out and meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were stupid. They were unlearned. They refused. They rejected to follow and obey. They knew the truth but refused to accept it and receive it. Are you hearing me? And those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, said, "Learn or burn." You should have learned. Now you're going to burn. But the wise answered, saying, "No way, lest there should not be enough for us, and you go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to go buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he said, "Because you didn't learn, you shall what?" But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. Let me tell you, if God says to you he don't know you, you're burning. Hello? If he tells you he don't know you because he's your only way out, you're coal. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And that's in everyday life too, you know. Everyday life. Acts 17. You should have learned. Now you're going to burn. Acts 17, and verse 24. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. In other words, those are signs and feasts. So that they should what? Seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. That means turn away and learn. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained, he has given assurance of this by raising him from the dead. In other words, fulfilling the feast of first fruits. And when they heard all this resurrection of the dead, some mocked while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So we see that times of ignorance is over with. It's time to learn or burn. And we know that the appointed times, I can tell you 7 appointed times. They are called 7 feasts. They are the 7 feasts of the Lord, not of man. These are God's appointed times. times that we are to know. You don't want to miss his visitations. Psalm 19. Would you read with me in verse 1? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmaments show his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. In other words, everybody can see the cosmic events. Stars, the sun, and the moon. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun. In other words, he's talking about the return of the Lord, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. These are cosmic signs. Now look at, this is powerful here. He says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I want you to understand what the word law here means. It means Torah. The word law here means Torah. Why? Because in the Torah, it explains all the feasts of the Lord. It says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. And what is the testimony? It's the remembrance of what he has done in the lives of people. Is the testimony of the Lord. It's what he's done. It's what he has done in lives of other people. What does it do? It makes the wise the simple. In verse 8, it says, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The statutes are decrees through men and women of God that God gives. Statutes, things that stand, that God speaks through. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. These are the counsel of the Lord. The commandment of the Lord is the counsel of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Now we know that it's reverence in who he is. Why? Because that will bring something called fear of God. The fear of the Lord is what? Clean. That's the reverence, right? Enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are what? True and righteous altogether. The judgments of the Lord are rebukes and chastenings. They are righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. And in keeping them, there is great reward. And Jesus is your great reward. So we see that we are being warned. In other words, learn or burn. Go to Deuteronomy 31. I know it seems like a strange title, but it seems pretty effective, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, when you talk to someone, they start giving you all this jibber-jabber about religion. You just turn around and say, listen, learn or burn. Yeah, it's real simple. Learn, burn, and get behind me. In verse 12, oh, wonderful. Verse 10, I love this. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the what? Appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in a place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones and stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. So we see here is you must hear and learn and then pass it on to your children. Why? Because you don't want them burning either, right? Let's go to Romans 15. You know, things are so critical right now. It's like you don't want to miss anything. You know? It's like you know that God is loosing rhema in every area. And we don't want to miss nothing. Nothing. I don't want to miss anything. There isn't anything I want to miss right now. Whatever he's saying, I want it. I want it, I want it, I want it. It's the only time I can say I want. Without being carnal. I want it. Why? Because it's rhema. It's directing steps. What he's given us is changing lives. It's preparing us. It's going forth. It's like a ripple in a pond when you drop a stone. It goes. It continues to go. There is nothing that can prevent it. The only thing that stops it is us. Are you hearing? Why? Because we're not willing to learn. We have our carnal institute that has to, you know, reason, figure out, calculate. You know. And if it doesn't add up, forget it. Romans 15. Glory to God. In verse 4, would you read it with me? For whatever things were what? Written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now look at this. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be what? Like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what's he trying to do? Keep us like-minded with him. So he's releasing things. I want you to get this today. He is releasing things of his thoughts towards us. Far be it that we should reject his thoughts written for us. Go to chapter 16 and verse 17. 16:17. He says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned. And what? Avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. Note those who are what? Not willing to learn. Avoid them. Bible says, bad company corrupts good habits. Avoid them. See, when he said that things were written for us, the Old Testament, the Bible says, is a shadow of things to come. Now I want you to just look at something. The Old Testament was all a rehearsal for the New Testament. Because see, even though they knew all the feasts, they just rehearsed them, but only Jesus could fulfill them. So everything in the Old Testament was a rehearsal for the New Testament, the New Covenant. We are honored and blessed to be alive at this time. There is a purpose why you're alive now. It's because we are the forerunners of his return. Proverbs 3. In verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son in whom he what? In whom he delights. So he says, depart from evil. People do not depart from evil because they've not learned. They've not learned that evil will kill you. They pet it. They fellowship with it. They give it a high five, a low five, and then eventually hug it. They look at it. Then 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 they hear it. Then they hear it. Then they hear it. And what's happening is they're actually exchanging what they've learned from the throne room for the world and not even know it. Are you hearing? That's why he said, hear and learn. Hear and learn. Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to whom to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Wow. That's powerful. He's saying, so you've got to receive instruction, don't you? You've got to be willing to receive. Why? Because that will increase the fear and the reverence of God. See, the more you know about Him, the more you reverence Him. The more you realize, the more you know about Him, the more you don't know nothing. So that makes you so, the more you know about God, the smaller you get. To realize how huge He is. And it's like, whoa, that's why the Bible says that man is nothing but vapor. Phenomenal. The wise will hear and increase. Isaiah 50. Isaiah 50. Learn or burn. That's simple. Is everybody there? Isaiah 50 and verse 4. 4 through 6. The Lord God has given me the what? Tongue of the learned. Come on, I want you to confess this. That I should know how to speak. A word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I have not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who plucked out my beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Now we know he's talking about Jesus, isn't he? But he's also talking about me and you, because he's given you the tongue of the learned. You know, so many times, believe me, if you'd have seen me many years ago, you'd have said, how is this doing? Because I don't do it. You're talking about a person that couldn't read barely. It wasn't until I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost that I basically finished the book. Then I read more books in 1 year than I did probably my whole life. The last grade I completed was 9th grade. They couldn't hold me in school. Couldn't contain me. Ninth grade. Then I finally went and took a GED. I passed it the first time. It was a miracle. But I was a man unlearned. Didn't want to learn. Always just, you know, hey, money was more important. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Fame, wealth, power. But it always ends up nothing. Nothing. Nothing without the true King of Glory. Nothing without the true purity and the true fulfillment that flows from His heart into ours. Nothing is any greater. Nothing. As Paul said, all the things I learned I counted as dung. Kaput. That I may learn Christ and His suffering and His way and His life. See, Paul had so much revelation. Why? Because he never stopped thirsting. He always wanted to know more, more, more. Same thing with Moses. I mean, come on, the Lord shows up in a burning bush. And Moses says, come on, show me your glory. Man, what you want? You hung out 40 days with him. And he still comes out there and says, show me your glory. The guy didn't eat or drink for 40 days. He thought he was in there for 5 minutes. And he comes out as 40 days later. He was taken out of space and time. and sat in the glory of God Almighty, where there is no space or time. He didn't age a bit. Even though he got a little bit gray. But it wasn't because he aged. It's because of the glory of God that was on him. And he still said, I want to know your glory. Show me your glory. Do you understand? We've got to stay thirsty and hungry and be willing to learn no matter what. We cannot allow worldly things and affections and things in the world to interfere with our thirst and hunger for God. Because the minute you stop learning, you start exchanging. Do you understand? Let's go a little further. Psalm 73. Psalm 73. In verse 21. 73 verse 21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Wow. So the unlearned are like a beast before him. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all of your works. Is that powerful? Man, he's saying, listen, there ain't nothing. What do I have in heaven? I don't want to be near nobody but you. You're my everything. You're my everything. Oh, and I'm ignorant. It's just like a beast before you. But I want to learn and not burn. Isaiah 56 and verse 9. Would you read it with me? All you beasts of the field, come to what? Devour. All you beasts in the forest, his watchmen are what? Blind. Why? Because the beasts of the field and the beasts of the forest are coming in to devour. Why? Because the watchmen are blind. Why? Because they've not learned. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain from his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine and I will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today is much more abundant. What's he talking about? Ignorant leaders. Leading others astray. But I want you to understand something. God has called this fellowship to be watchers. You are called to be watchmen and watchwomen. That's why God gives us these things. We cannot fall asleep. We must stay awake all the way to the end. This fellowship is called to be watchers. Are you hearing? Hebrews 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Yeah, I love it. I can see those t-shirts right now. You have a sport jacket on or something. Oh, and then you get up to someone. You get the whoop, yeah. You flash them the whoop, learn or burn. Glory to God. We'll work on that. Let's see. Hebrews chapter 5. Let's start at verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he what? He what? He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Wow. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. All who what? Obey him. It's amazing how many people think they just go do whatever they want to do and get salvation. Wrong. Learn or burn. Called by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Wow. That was a rebuke to his church, wasn't he? To his people. But you got to understand something here. He says, obedience is learned. Discipline is learned. Trust is earned. So as your obedience and your discipline is in practice and functioning, you are earning the trust of God. Are you understanding? So obedience is learned, discipline is learned, and trust is earned. 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. For to this end I also wrote that I might put you to the test. Whether you are what? Obedient in all things. Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ. Lest what? Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his what? Devices. See, people don't learn about Satan's tactics. You know, some people just don't want to hear about a demon. And it's because they have them. People don't want to hear about demons, have them. Don't talk about the demon. Why? It's a spirit of fear. People don't want to go through deliverance. It's because the demons are running their lives. They're afraid to go through deliverance. Are you hearing? That means there's demons there. Hello? See, you and I will be tested for obedience, so that we are not outwitted by the tactics of Satan. So we must learn in the areas where Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 17. Are y'all getting this? Are y'all understanding? Is everybody okay? I mean, this is what's happening now. Remember I shared with you about Matthew 25 and about the 10 virgins, the wise and the foolish, and about the oil. That scripture is manifesting, and it's going to continue to manifest till we go home. In verse 17, would you read it with me? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds. In other words, they are not learned, are they? Having their understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Why? Because they've not learned. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you've not so what? Learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, learn or burn. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's read it together, verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Icom, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, we want to learn to be equipped. Why? Because we don't want to burn. We don't want to get burned. We don't want to be deceived. See, we have the power to choose. Do you want to learn or do you want to burn? That means God is going to test you to see if you're willing to do whatever it takes. The testing of obedience and discipline will earn His trust. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. We are honored and blessed for Your presence, for Your love and for Your concern for revelation and rhema. Lord, we just want to say thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Lord, I pray a blessing over each and every one. I'm asking, Lord, that You'll raise them up. Raise them up, raise them up, raise them up to be on fire warriors. No compromise. No figure it out. No reasoning. But true, pure fire of the Holy Spirit in their life. Then they may be pure and stand before You in truth and decree Your truth, that they may teach others so they don't burn. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.